Jesse, the loot.
The loot is on fire.
But we don't need no water.
Let that motherfucker burn.
Wait. From 709 Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, flipping the intro a little bit, where we're a little bit under the weather tonight, and so is my guest, Jesse Kimball. It is Mr. 100 Presents with me, Shannon Young. Mr. 100, my guest tonight, the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Mr. Jesse Kimball, the host of Nerd Up, the marvelous Jesse and Chris, sometimes fills in for me whenever I can't make it to my various shows. And all-around great guy. Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
It's not like you and I don't speak all the time. That's true. The weird thing about these shows is when I do them and I introduce the person and I say, hey, how you doing? Not like I don't see you every day.
Yeah, you know, we didn't just see each other half an hour ago or 5 hours ago. Yeah.
But it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
We're doing this for... my goal is to do Mr. 100 Presents with every single person on the podcast to... talk to them and, you know, kind of get to know them better and talk about some things, except CJ.
And he's never going to listen to this. He might listen to this one because he likes hearing me talk, maybe.
He finds it sexual.
Not. Most people do, is what I'm told.
Ethan?
He's aroused.
He's in his zone. Ethan's behind me playing Diablo.
And I'm going to try really hard not to get distracted by that.
Yeah, that's a problem.
He's playing with Asa, which is what I was going to go home and do.
Yeah, but you decided to do this show instead.
Correct.
That's how important this show is.
So, Asa, I'm really sorry. Blame Shannon. That's why I'm not there.
Blame fame. you want to be famous, don't you? You got up here on Mr. 100. This is the show that makes other people. Dalton is in the top 10 of all time now. Did you see that?
I saw he was in the top 10 of the last 90 days.
No, I clicked all time. He's on there.
Oh, wow.
Why? Is my question.
I have no idea. Maybe he just really pimped himself out to all of his friends.
He really did. Well, everybody at the Placey Works, which if you heard a weird noise there, I don't know what the hell that was. Everyone at the Placey Works listened to it and made fun of him for it. You know,
sounds about right.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling. Let's just go ahead.
You're drinking that Surge though, aren't you?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't, but it'll be all right. It'll make everything taste better later, right? That's how that works.
You don't even have that really nice, sickly Jesse.
No, that's because it's a different kind of ailment.
What do you have right now? Butt flu?
Yeah, we'll call it that.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means.
It's stomach flu. Hopefully, it's not highly contagious and all of you aren't infected. And hopefully, it'll be completely done by tomorrow morning.
I'm kind of a little bit under the weather myself. And I was drinking a 7-Up earlier, and I decided I just really didn't want to drink it. So I offered it to whoever was around, and Dalton said, I'll take it. Because, of course, Dalton will take anything that I give up, because he gets one step closer to his hero, you know. and he said, as long as you're not sick or anything, because he's got that recital this week.
Oh, shit. And
I was like, no, I'm good. And then I thought, well, nah, it's probably fine. It's probably fine. If he fails his recital and blames me, that might be the end of the friendship.
Yeah, if he listens to this show, he's going to be like, Shannon, you motherfucker.
He's definitely going to listen to the show, and he's going to say that anyway because I'm about to message Brittany real quick.
Yeah, because Dalton actually does listen to all these shows.
He does. He started out as a fan of the show.
That's true. That's true.
And speaking of starting out, let's get into this, because of course on Mr. 100, we like to talk to the people involved and get to know you better. And Jesse, I don't think we've talked about you enough before.
How is that possible?
You've been on many, many shows, but you didn't actually start on Podzilla 1985. You had your own show.
Correct.
Was that you or me?
I'm on silence. That was you.
Okay. Putting my phone up. now Ethan won't do it. You started out on Pen and Nerd.
Right.
But you didn't actually start on Pen and Nerd.
Right.
Because Pen and Nerd was not yours.
Well, technically. All right. Let's. We can go ahead and give the whole background.
Let's give
here.
The backstory on it. Because it's right, actually a pretty interesting story. What did they want to call the show at first?
The show was originally to be named The River City Belch. And that was CJ, you know, it was CJ and Ethan here, young Ethan sitting behind Shannon. They were at Starbucks trying to think of the name of the podcast, and I'm not going to describe the event because even describing it won't really give you full understanding on why they called it that. But something happened at Starbucks and they're like, holy crap, we got our name. And
what, now what could have possibly happened to Starbucks that they would go,
the short
sweet
version,
River City Belch.
A little kid burped and said, daddy, daddy, I burped. That's the short version. So they called it the River City Belch. I think I might be, I'm paraphrasing that story heavily, including what the little kid said because I don't completely remember it. Right. Ethan could probably correct me.
I'm just going to go out.
No, Ethan's just giving me the thumbs up. So it sounds like we're good.
I'm going to go out on a limit. And Ethan's parents, if you're listening, I apologize. That is the dumbest fucking name for a show I've ever heard.
It was pretty awful. But CJ and Ethan went ahead and went with that. So the original crew was CJ, Krista, Ethan, and Steven.
And that's, I mean, that's a 5-star crew right there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, Krista just nonstop complaining about the entire cast, how the show was going. They recorded a few shows, but they had no idea what they wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So,
I still remember, Krista saying, hey, Shannon, you know, you do entertainment stuff. Will you listen to this and tell us what you think? I was like, yeah, sure. Let me hear it. And they play it. And I just remember CJ going, let's just throw whatever at the wall and see what sticks. I thought that's an awful, awful way to do a podcast.
Yes. Yes. It very much is.
They did many shows that they never posted.
Correct.
Like the lost episodes, more or less.
I want to get them from Krista and just
post them.
Just post
them. Post them, yeah.
Just so that you could see, like, you know, the origins of this, because it really is even the origins of Podzilla 1985.
It is. Yeah.
Because from there, Shannon and I, 3 years ago, or more. It was one of your birthdays.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you and I were just, we were driving back from St. Louis, and we had,
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. We just had that conversation.
Yeah, we were just sitting there talking, and we had, who was it in the back? Lindsay, Stephanie, and Mimi?
I think it was just Lindsay and Stephanie.
Just Lindsay and Stephanie, pretty sure, okay. Yeah. And you and I were just talking about random shit, and, you know, they were just talking about how entertaining we were, just talking about random shit.
Well, hell, you can go back further than that. Go back to the GameStop days when we would just sit behind the counter and jibber-jabber. And people would come in and literally say, I just come in to hear you guys talk.
That's true, too.
Yeah, that still happens today.
Yeah, it happens here.
Yeah.
Now
we can direct them to the podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shannon and I have been talking for a long time about how we should get a podcast started, but neither of us really wanted to kind of jump the gun on that. No. And then when I found out that Krista and CJ were starting one, I was like, oh, come on. So I was like, all right, I really need to get a show going. So I'd been talking to Shannon about it a little bit. I was like, dude, we need to go ahead and get one going. And, you know, it just kind of never happened. Shannon was,
I'm hesitant.
Yeah, he was very hesitant to pull the trigger on that.
After Blogzilla.
Yes.
Which was my pet project for many, many years. After it finally achieved a level of success that I didn't want, I was like, no, I'm done putting my name out there.
He saw the comments on the Reddit thread that gave him so many views.
Oh.
It's a terrible place. The comment threads on anything. Comment threads on anything. Reddit, YouTube, wherever. Like, that's a hive of scum and villainy right there.
You give somebody a mask to hide behind so then they can post whatever they want, and you're guaranteed to get the most vile shit.
Yes.
Possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, no, that comment section was atrocious.
Yes, it was.
So after that, Shannon was kind of like away from the public for a little while. So I was like, you know what? I'm also tired of listening to Krista complaining about all this. So I just messaged Krista one afternoon, was like, yeah, I'm going to hijack your podcast.
So she didn't come to you and say, Jesse, please take over. You messaged her and said, all right, that's mine.
Exactly.
What's yours is mine now.
That was pretty much exactly what happened. And I got no resistance. She literally said, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's consent, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's kind of how that happened. And then I was honestly expecting, like, it was mostly kind of a joke. Like, I would just, you know, message, like, all the people in this podcast, like, by the way, I'm taking over the show. And they were going to be like, you can't do that. But all four of them were like, oh, cool.
Well, let's go over why. You got Krista, who, God bless her. I miss her. But I don't know if she ever really put her heart into the podcast. She just kind of sat there at the end and did the technical stuff. And then we didn't need her for technical stuff anymore because we went and did better.
Yeah. Like once she had this really, really expensive, like it was an Adobe sound recording system or editing system. And she was using that. And,
I still remember the one show you guys did where it sounded like you were recording on the moon outer space.
Well, that's because if you want to do a real throwback to our old ghetto ass setup, like what really started this was like Krista and CJ, I think, went in together on some of the recording equipment, which really was just a, I can't think of the name of the kind of microphone she got.
Dynamic?
No, we have dynamic.
It was the one that you just sit down and people surround it and everybody
condenser.
Talks. Condenser, yeah.
Yeah, it was a condenser microphone. Yeah, she bought a really nice condenser microphone and we literally put that in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And we all just kind of talked at it.
I remember that because we used that for, I think, at least two shows for Podzilla.
Yeah.
The wrestling show, I remember us, me, you, was it like me, you, Jordan, maybe Zach. We all just kind of, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We all just sat around the mic like the old campfire.
Yeah.
Telling tales about Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
So yeah, that's kind of how the original setup was. And, that was the first several episodes of Pen and Nerd were that way. But, yeah, after I messaged all them, I had a meeting. We just did a, you know, instead of them like on their normal day to record, we just scheduled a meeting for what we were going to do, like the future of the podcast. I was going to rename it because River City Belch was stupid, which we've already established. I'm sorry, Ethan. I do love you.
No, it was stupid. he's giving the I don't know Zach Price face.
So, yeah.
Total Ethan Craig Miles.
And then speaking of Ethan, he didn't show up to that first meeting.
I remember you getting pissed about that.
I was pissed about that. but anyway, so we kind of went on from there. We recorded a couple of shows, and I remember Shannon was seeing that we were getting very positive response. Like, our first several shows were getting like 60 plus views a show.
And I was sitting over there stewing, getting jealous because even though it wasn't my idea, you know, it was something I wanted to do. And the moment I see somebody do something that I want to do, my first thought is I can do that better. And it wasn't even that I really thought I could do it better because you guys do a fine job. But in my head,
we
I was
didn't.
Like, well, you did a fine job. But in my head, I thought, I could do that better. I could be more entertaining. I could do better than that. And then it took a drunken Zach Price to convince me that we should give it a shot, although I really didn't want to do it. But we've told that story before.
Right.
WrestleMania.
And then you had Double H, the radio station,
yeah,
all that other stuff. And
but
yeah, that was,
this was happening, you were still doing what would become
Nerd Up eventually. Pen and Nerd
Pen and
podcast.
Nerd. Pen and Nerd. Yeah.
Like, I mean, we were, like, we had had.
Good luck finding that one on the internet, kids.
Yeah. Fucking Podbean.
Fucking Podbean.
Yeah. By the time they did the WrestleMania show, I think we had four or five episodes up of Pen and Nerd. And, I remember the first, cause we wanted to stick to a 30 minute show because we thought any more than that, it became a daunting task and any, like,
Boy, that's gone out the window, hasn't it?
It really has.
It's an hour minimum now, every show.
Yeah. Cause you just can't. Like, we can't fit our entire conversation, our entire show into 30 minutes.
That's what happens when you have interesting things to say.
That's true. That's true. Though Pen and Nerd, it was pretty easy to fit everything inside 30 minutes.
I remember. Yeah.
Towards the end, it got harder once they became less shy behind the microphone. But either way. And I remember specifically on that WrestleMania show, you guys giving us shit because you were like, yeah, we're at an hour and a half. Suck that, Pen and Nerd.
I remember saying specifically, I think that's three episodes of Pen and Nerd right there.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder, like, if anyone was still listening at that point.
Oh, to the WrestleMania podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, an hour and a half, probably a little too long, but it was WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I just remember thinking, like, I doubt that anybody, like, and I didn't listen to that point. I only, like, knew about that spot because you told me about that spot.
And what's really bad is it got really good around halfway through the show because just like Pen and Nerd, at the beginning, we were all so awkward and didn't know what we were talking about. So it was just this uncomfortable, awkward, everyone trying to chime in. But by the midway point and through the end, it got real entertaining. We found our voices and
everybody got more comfortable.
Everybody got comfortable real quick. And then from there, we just kept going and kept going, you know?
Which
Podzilla, we did five shows a week in the beginning, six shows a week. You guys were doing one a week.
Yeah. Well, no, because you guys were originally only doing the Pro Wrestling Unscripted, which hadn't been named that yet.
Yeah.
Which was just your.
It was just wrestling.
Yeah. It was just the wrestling show.
It was just whatever the topic was.
And then, a little bit into it, you guys started doing the Sunday Random Sunday.
Yeah.
which I was actually a frequent host
you
on.
You were, yeah, usually on. Tanner Thursday.
Tanner Thursday, which was originally just you and Tanner, but then I started jumping in on that one a lot, well, and Lindsay started jumping in on that one.
And that's because Tanner Thursday, we started talking about the ghosts and the aliens, and like, we would do wrestling, and I would do whatever serious show, and then here's ghosts, and then the numbers went down, and I thought, okay, we just don't have the right audience for this yet.
Right.
So we pulled the plug on that, and then did the much more fun version of it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, the current Tanner Thursday, I think, is a better show, honestly.
I still would like to do the paranormal stuff at some point, but that's neither here nor there.
Right. I do think, and I've talked to you about it before, obviously, that, Tanner, like, that kind of paranormal stuff, maybe not a Tanner Thursday thing, but like a once a month show, just like publish something.
Yeah, just a special.
Yeah.
I agree.
But either way, I remember, well, with Pen and Nerd, I got tired of using the dynamic mic, or the condenser mic. So I ended up buying all the equipment that we're using today.
Except for old Red here.
Except for Shannon's microphone.
Shannon uses the Red microphone because he paid $80 from Dalton, actually. In fact, yeah, I remember that motherfucker now. I remember specifically asking Dalton because he looked like the most douchey one there. And I thought, well, surely this hipster fuck's going to know about microphones. And I said, is this microphone good for podcasting? And I remember him going, yeah, yeah, it looks really good. Yeah, that's probably great for podcasting. He was right. But he's still a motherfucker.
I was about to say, where's this going?
It's going nowhere.
I mean, the
just like him.
I mean, the only part about like him being a motherfucker is not informing you that the same microphone on Amazon.com is $40.
I think you informed me of that.
I did.
But anybody that knows me knows I'm impatient.
Right.
And I wanted to do this podcast. If I give myself 5 minutes to stop, I'll quit and go, no, I don't want to do this anymore. So I got to keep going. So I had to keep going.
It's fair. It's fair. Yeah. So, I mean, I got all this equipment except for, yeah, like Shannon said, Old Red. We just kind of bring in our laptops.
Yeah.
And for those of you wondering what Old Red means, I had this semi-brilliant scheme, at least I thought it was semi-brilliant, of, buying windscreens for each of the microphones that are colored.
Yes.
And then buying a matching set of cables to hook it into the mixer. That way, it makes it much easier when we're doing our sound test to make adjustments.
And I agree.
Yeah. Because you look at like, oh, I'm using the green microphone right now. Let's adjust green.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense.
If I'm using red, then I adjust red, but.
I thought it was brilliant.
Who disagreed?
No one, as far as I know.
Well, okay then.
Yeah. But no one's really given me much feedback on it, so.
Well, I like it. And we got the mics and we got everything set up. And about then, actually about when you got the new stuff, you decided to kill off Pen and Nerd.
Well, that's not entirely true. I remember, Saturdays, for a while, you and I, like every Saturday, Lindsay was always working.
We'd go have lunch.
Yeah, you and I would go out and have lunch. And yeah. I remember you and I had been talking about for a while, like asking, especially since we shared same equipment,
same
a
recording
lot of the same
place.
Cast, same recording yeah. place. Like, why? And we even use the same casting service. We were both using Podbean.
Yeah.
So, like, you and I were discussing, why are we paying for two separate websites?
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I mean, we had talked about it then, but we wanted to do a bigger umbrella thing. And then we just kind of figured, yeah, Podzilla is a lot more successful, mostly because it has a lot wider audience reach.
And it was a better show.
Which part of Podzilla was a better show?
All of them. Except for Zach Price.
I mean, there were a few great episodes of Pen and Nerd.
No, there were. There were good episodes of Pen and Nerd, but I
towards
really,
the
I mean,
end, Pen
okay,
and Nerd.
Okay, can we be frank with each other?
Yeah, go for it.
This is what this show's about. It's about honesty. The problem with Pen and Nerd was you had CJ and Steven. There's the answer. Because, and let me elaborate, because CJ, I maintain CJ's a good guy, and I like him.
Yeah.
His humor's a little bit dry, his stories are a little bit long. Steven is flavorless ice cream. You know it's ice cream.
Licking an ice cube.
Yeah.
Is what
yeah. Good guy and fun to be around. I love him to death. But when you put him in front of a microphone, if you want him to be entertaining, he can't. He can talk to you just fine, but he just doesn't have that thing that pulls in an audience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not very charismatic behind the microphone.
No, and he's a charismatic guy for the most part, but you get him behind a microphone and nothing. And when people say, I'd love to be on your podcast, you always think, well, yeah, but would you do well behind a microphone? Because it's different once you get these mics in your face. Look at Kurt McDowell. Love Kurt McDowell.
And he's such a charismatic guy, too.
Oh, yeah. And as soon as he got behind that microphone.
He got so nervous.
He froze up. Like,
he got so nervous.
Yeah.
And John Massey was the same way.
John Massey was the same way. He got tongue-tied real bad.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, when we first did it, I was shy. I didn't want to talk. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a voice then, and we've found ourselves so well now.
Right.
Everyone on the show has their own personality. Some are good. Some are Zach Price.
And I mean, I do have to, like, and you and I had talked about it before, like, CJ and Steven were both quite a big problem on Ben and Nerd.
Yeah.
And, the big problem, like, I don't, since they technically started it all, like, I always had this little bit of a, you know, a guilt, I guess.
In like, you couldn't fire them.
Yeah, I didn't
like
wanna...
you fired Ethan.
Right.
He's still smiling.
He's gonna murder me at some one day. Point. Like, he's just gonna walk up behind me. And just stab me. This
someday.
Is, and he'll just whisper in my ear, this is for Ben and Nerd. And I'll understand. but anyway, yeah, it got to where it wasn't a very entertaining show. It was fine when it was mostly them just responding to me. But.
Yeah, because the original format of the show was everybody had their own topic.
Right.
I think you did comics. Stephanie did animation. Steven did video games,
and
CJ
did
movies, and then Krista did the rant of the week.
Right.
Which worked well for her until I did the rant of the week.
Well, no, which worked
well
for
her. And then no one wanted
her
to do it
anymore.
The
first week when she actually ranted, every other week she was not ranting.
It was like
a
soft
angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just, it became like, it sort of became Krista's random topic.
Yeah.
Like, it was just whatever Krista wanted to talk about that week, which, was fine for the most part, but it wasn't really, you know, what I was wanting out of her.
Yeah.
But either way, it just didn't work out. So yeah, the listens started declining. We started, like, I think when I finally got rid of it, we were down to like 15 listens a show. And, I know, like, you can't really base everything on listens. Like,
no.
You,
yeah.
But it got to the point where I wasn't even really having much fun going in and doing it.
Yeah.
Mostly because it was Sunday morning. But, yeah, it just, eh. So, I decided to join Podzilla 1985. Me and Shannon finally decided to...
And I welcomed you with open arms.
We finally decided to make that merger happen.
I think my favorite way you've ever described it, and I think you told Hunter this, you said it was really less of a merger, and it was more like when WWF bought WCW.
No. I told Asa that.
Ah.
And then I think Asa told you, because he was really proud of me, and then you told Hunter, and Hunter misunderstood. Because for whatever reason, I think Hunter has always thought that I thought Penn and Nerd was better than Podzilla.
You were WWF.
Yes, exactly.
And I was Eric Bischoff.
Because I think, because you were telling me about that conversation. And I want to say you told me that, you told Hunter that, and he's like, does he know how that ended?
Yeah.
Like in all caps, as though I didn't.
That reminds me of all my friends in high school that idolized Tony Montana. Montana, what was his name? The dude from Scarface, Al Pacino.
No, oh, okay, yeah.
And they'd wear the t-shirts and they'd have the, you know, and everything, all that. And they wanted to be Scarface. And I would always say, did you watch the end? When he got shot 947 times and died.
He died real hard.
He died real hard.
Real
good,
hard.
Good plan.
Yeah, you be that guy.
So you came over and we accepted it. And now Nerd Up is one of the staples of Podzilla 1985.
Right.
Along with, I really think there's three staples to the network. And that's, Tanner Thursday, which is hard to really, sometimes it doesn't work out as well because Tanner's not here. We call it Tanner Thursday even though he's not here because he's a busy man.
Well, we call it Trainwreck sometimes.
Trainwreck Thursday on days like that. Yeah. Pro Wrestling Unscripted, which to me is the flagship show because it's the one that started. The wrestling, I hate when people call us a wrestling podcast. Like Podzilla, oh yeah, that's a wrestling podcast, isn't it? No, wrestling's just one of the things we do.
Right. It's one of the shows on the Podzilla 1985.
Think of it
network.
Like a TV network.
Right.
We have different shows for different audiences. But yeah, pro wrestling is the flagship show. It's the one that started it. If I stop doing Podzilla ever, I'll still do Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Just because I have fun with it. And, you know, I get to go to the studio when Hunter's there and whatnot.
Yeah. That's probably the best part about it. And, yeah, I mean, I can understand you calling it the flagship show since it was the first Podzilla 1985 show. But at this point, I don't even think it's our most popular show.
That just goes back and forth.
That's really true.
I was looking at a list of the top 10. I'm going to go there right now because that's interesting.
Because I know, like, there's an episode of Nerd Up on there.
Both GameStop shows are on
both
there.
GameStop shows are
which
there.
Doesn't surprise me because as I am to understand it, they really hate us.
Well, yeah. Also, and all of our listeners really hate GameStop because they love us.
Also, you still have not posted Nerd Up.
Well, that's because yesterday, I'm not going to go into extreme detail, But let's just say I was
dirty with it.
No, let's just say I was indisposed. And this morning,
both ends.
And this morning, I was indisposed.
Both ends.
I really probably should not have come to work tonight, and I certainly shouldn't be on this podcast, but here I am.
Well, I appreciate it, because I like having a night off occasionally, and you look good. You look fantastic.
No, I'm not, like, sweating or...
kind of green, to be completely honest with you. I'm heading there now, and of course, Chrome does not work with Podzilla anymore. I don't know why. It gives me problems every time.
So, yeah. But, yeah, that's just kind of the... A fun little origin story of Podzilla 1985. So, if you really look at it.
Well, you have to go back even further. If you want to go and get into the meat and potatoes of it, you have to go all the way back like 5 years ago when I did the one random podcast attempt by myself. And I said, okay, I can do a podcast. And I listen, and it's still on YouTube. If you look me up on YouTube, you can listen to it. And it was right when Ferguson happened. It was after that conversation we had. And I decided, okay, I'm going to give this a try. So I did my... No, not Ferguson.
I was about to say
Trayvon
that was...
Martin. It was after Trayvon Martin.
Okay.
So I did a podcast about Trayvon Martin, and it was so terrible that I said, I will never touch audio again.
That happening at all.
Oh, go listen to it. It's awful. I mean, you think CJ's got a monotone voice. You should have heard me on the first podcast.
Huh.
Just terrible.
Well, all right then. Yeah, that's just kind of the origin story. And, you know, after all that, that's where we're at now. With Podzilla 1985 being a semi-successful show.
Going strong.
Going strong.
The most popular podcast in Southeast Missouri.
Easily.
Yeah, that's not even a joke.
Yeah, no, like, I cannot think of another podcast that comes out of Southeast Missouri.
We are literally global with this thing.
That's true.
We are all over the place. I'm looking at the geography right now, and I was telling Allie, I think I told Allie this the other day, that our third biggest audience is France.
Yeah.
As odd as that sounds, I'm looking at it right now, and
I think it was like UK, Canada, then France, if I remember right.
United States, Canada, France, then UK.
Okay.
So France is our third biggest listener base, and, you know, we did the show on Saturday, me and Asa, about that.
One of the things that I do kind of wonder about that, because you know how we watch Netflix sometimes on our computers, and we don't necessarily use, the United States version of Netflix. So I'm wondering if people have that filter on.
They're listening to us with the filter.
So then it confuses Podbean into thinking that it's from.
All right. If you're a listener from France, email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
Or any country, please. Email us and let us know where you're listening from. Because I'm actually legitimately curious.
We'll talk about it. We'll mention you on the air.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the top 10 list right now. Are you ready for the description?
Go for it.
Number 10, Dalton Manch. For some reason, Dalton's episode with me is number 10. And I don't know why, other than the fact that he pimped himself out so hard. Because he really did.
You know what I really wish, though? Like, those numbers don't include anybody listening on iTunes or anybody using a feed catcher.
It's skewed. This is just what we know from the Podzilla website.
Right, from Podbean.
Yeah, because we were talking about this. We have 7,000, almost 7,500 listens through Podbean.
Right.
That doesn't count iTunes and stuff, because our iTunes and the feed is huge.
Right.
So many people are listening to it.
Because we get, like, on average, we get about, 40, 50 listens a day, roundabout?
Just on Podbean. Yeah. Sometimes.
And then if you look at our feed, we get about 180 downloads a day.
Yeah. Yeah. So technically,
giving you guys an insight.
Between 250 to 300 listens per day.
Right.
And that's insane. I never thought we'd get to that point.
No.
That's incredible. No. But yeah, so just going by this, Dalton Manch at number 10. Number 9 is the show I did with Hunter about Hulk Hogan when the racist scandal started. Then the Mother's Day episode, which was our first big one. Both GameStop episodes. Actually, the one with Kevin is, same amount. So
yeah, right there. And
Pro Wrestling Unscripted from August 14th. I don't even remember what happened.
Was that one of the, was that the one that got huge out of control?
No, that's the number one.
Yeah, that's right.
I hesitate to say this. The gay marriage show with Nate Smith and Louie is number five.
I wonder if just people expected to listen to that just because they wanted to finally hear Nate Smith. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just hear Nate Smith. Well, he had that one show with us Remember he kept interrupting you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we need to redo that show without him here.
Yeah.
Because that is an interesting topic.
God, I remember you getting so pissed off, though. I kept looking at you.
Oh,
every time
yeah.
Nate interrupted you, I was like, Nate, shut the fuck up. Jesse Kimball's going to strangle you with them big bear claws.
I really want to do that show. I want to get Mandy Kennedy in on it. I might do that for Nerd Up this weekend. Just do a whole thing about like toxic community and Zoom gaming.
Will she be sober? Has she had her coffee?
Well, Nerd Up's a night show now.
That's true. So she can't drink through Sunday.
Well, she can.
That's illegal, isn't it?
No.
Not in Missouri?
Not in Missouri. In Illinois, yeah. I think.
Did you say Illinois?
Yeah. Right.
I'll buy liquor whenever I want. That's a stupid rule. Why can't you buy liquor on Sunday?
They're stuck in an old time. I don't know.
Fans, if you know why you can't buy liquor on Sunday, email us.
I have a feeling.
Why can't I buy liquor on Sunday at email dot double X?
What?
I don't know. Our 50th show is number 3.
No, oh, okay.
Which is, again, the worst show we ever did.
That's true.
I hate that show.
I wonder how many people that was their first and last show.
I know. How many listeners did we lose from that piece of shit? And I was looking forward to it so much. I had all the different, was it you, a Pen and Nerd, and Osby, and the Super Game Over show, Double H, and I could have sworn one more. Oh, Cody Sandusky from ESPN Radio. They all did special shout outs mm-hmm. for the show. I had this great idea of how it was going to turn out. And then it was awful. And Zach was there.
Zach was there.
And his mic, for some reason, was louder than everyone else's.
And I think that's the last show that you had him on that wasn't wrestling.
I think.
No, you had him on the Mr. 100%. Yeah.
I don't like using Zach on other shows. And it's not because Zach isn't interesting or good. Because when Zach is good, he's good.
It's just he can really only talk about wrestling.
And he derails things with the Diss Dicks and the...
the heel character.
The heel. Heel status Zach. Yeah. Which, if you listen to the show with him, is a character.
I'm lying to him
to make him feel better.
He's doing the troll Zach face right now.
Number 2 was the solo episode I did about my personal life, which I did not expect that kind of response.
Was that the first Why of Sly?
The what? No. The Why of Sly is not even on there. This was the one about Allie and Lindsay.
Okay. The love show.
The love show. did not expect that kind of response from it. Did not expect the people that I found out listened to it. And I learned that day, much like I learned when I had the huge response to that Blogzilla article, I learned that day that you either have to watch what you say on this show or you have to not care about the consequences. Can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Don't care about the feedback.
Yeah.
Except when the
feedback directly affects your life and your personal life.
Yeah.
That can be a problem.
Yeah, you really got to watch for that. That's why I'm terrified to know that my mom listens to this show. And I'm also terrified to know that my boss at my other job knows that I have a show.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I've said before, Allie's mom listened to that show.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Lindsay's dad is now listening to the shows.
Uh-oh.
And Ethan's parents listen to the show.
Oh, boy.
And it's not that we're ashamed of this show. Obviously, we put it online.
No, it's just we don't want people getting in trouble.
We don't want people we know personally to listen to the show. And then number 1 is the SummerSlam show. I have no idea why.
Yeah, because that one just...
That thing was huge.
I still think that was... Because that was when Podbean was doing their maintenance shit.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, we need to get away from Podbean.
But it's so convenient.
It is really convenient.
Just upload and go.
Upload and go.
Yeah.
It just has to work. At least 75% of the time. I'd be happy with 75%.
75% of the time, it works all the time.
God damn it. God damn it. So, yeah. I honestly never thought starting out that this is where we'd be. I figured this would be a thing that you and I might do for like a month or two, months.
I figured it'd fizzle out by now.
Yeah.
But it's nice to get that feedback and that response. It's nice to, it's not even so much that I want to be famous or be popular, but it's nice to put your opinions out there and have people listen to them and want to listen.
That's the coolest thing when I see people post on stuff like, hey, where's the show?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to hear it. Like stuff like that. It's really fun to see that kind of stuff.
I was at Hastings.
Or like great show guys, that kind of thing.
And I was at Hastings the other day for no reason at all because I don't know anybody that works there. And one of the guys that works there that I don't know walked up to me and said he was waiting for Tanner to appear out of nowhere. And I was like, what? Oh, you listen to the show. Okay, that's cool. Well, yeah, Tanner's not here. I've never been in that position where you're kind of a celebrity and people are like asking you about that stuff and you're like, yay.
Well, except for, you know, whenever we worked at GameStop.
That's true, but that was different.
That was different.
That was different. That was people asking, how you work? You're the GameStop guy. How much can I get for this? I don't know. I'm at Outback.
Especially at Hastings. Yeah. We get that all the time. People are like, how much does this cost at GameStop? Man, I don't know. Does it look like I have my computer in front of me? I know very little without my computer in front of me.
Much like the rest of America, without my computer in front of me, I am useless. I can't calculate anything. Shannon, what day is it? I don't have my computer! I don't know!
I just wanted to know the day, man.
It's October, probably! It's not.
It's really
actually
not.
November.
It is.
You wouldn't know it by going outside.
No, you wouldn't. Did you know that around this time last year, we had...
It was snowing.
Yeah, we had snow.
Oh, God, last year, the snow. Remember
there
when
was
we,
so much snow.
Me, you, Bob, and Katie, and Lindsay.
No, Lindsay didn't go.
Did she stay back?
She stayed back.
She was the only smart one.
Yeah, because we hiked
trekked
all the way to IHOP.
Yeah, and then Schnucks, where I bought...
Whiskey. Yeah.
And drank it on the way back.
Because you figured it would warm your bones.
And I just kind of wanted to die.
Well, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because the trek out there was kind of scary because we decided it would be a better idea to go around the bike trail back way.
Wasn't that Bob's idea?
It may have been.
It usually is.
It was a terrible idea either way. Whoever's idea it was awful.
Yeah.
Because that, you couldn't see the trail, which is slightly dangerous in the part of the trail that we took. Because not being able to see the trail could mean sliding all the way into that stupid, like, I don't know what
flood
you want to call it. Yeah, the flood.
Area.
Yeah, the floodgate thing.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was real bad. I mean, we made it. It was not a fun trip.
I remember walking into IHOP and everybody stared at us and my nose was constantly running. I was so uncomfortable because you know me, Big E stole my nickname. I should be Big Wool because...
He's a heavy sweater.
I'm a heavy sweater. And I walk into IHOP, I'm freezing. As soon as I get in, I'm burning up. So I'm trying to peel off as many layers as possible. It's not working. My hair, it looks like I haven't slept in a week. My hair is all matted and...
Yeah, because we were in, you know, hats and everything else.
Oh, yeah, we were
and...
to the T.
Yeah.
And they just kind of looked at us like we were stupid for coming into IHOP.
And then marching through that snow, because at that point the snow was like 2.5 feet or something stupid like that.
It was incredible. I loved it.
It was so awesome.
Yeah. Won't get that this year at this rate.
No. Or maybe hopefully it's just building up. And, you know, we'll get like a 7 foot just trapped inside. Oh, man.
7 foot blizzard.
That would be awesome.
It already snowed in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I was there 2 months ago and it was a month ago and it was snowing.
Or, you know, in retrospect, 7 foot probably not as great.
7 foot, not a great idea. Although I live on the second story of my apartment complex. So I'm
good.
I know.
I don't.
I know you don't. Bye, Jesse.
As long as my internet works, I'm fine. That's all I need.
It won't. It'll be the first thing that goes out. You'll lose power.
No,
and
Charter doesn't work in gentle rain.
So you lose power, and then what do you do?
I die.
Oh, God.
Like, I
you
curl
just
up.
Write a note and just lay down on the floor and just die.
It's like, wake me up when the internet's back, and then I just fall asleep and never wake up.
I walk in, and you're just clicking the keyboard. Hoping someone replies.
And then I see you just, is it real
you
this
don't know
time?
How to you don't know how to react, though, because I'm not a name on the screen. I'm really there. Oh.
I'm not that sad.
No,
maybe I am.
You don't have an internet girlfriend like some people.
Ooh. Who might that be?
No, Ethan, not you. You've seen yours.
Has he?
Yes.
I didn't know Ethan had a girlfriend.
Yeah. What's her name, Ethan? Clarissa? You give
Sounds
a shout
hot.
Out to Clarissa? She explains it all.
does she have a brother? I love that show.
Do you remember that show?
What was her brother's name? Fergus?
What?
Ferguson? Her brother's name.
I don't remember. It was Melissa Joan Hart, and she was adorable.
She was adorable.
Yeah. Before your time.
Way before. I'm sorry. That was almost before my time.
We're old men.
That's true.
Especially me.
You are a hair older than I am.
45 next year.
I just turned 41.
I know.
None of that's true, folks. None of that's true.
Jesse, you just got back from Mississippi.
Correct.
You were down there seeing the dirty casual. The filthy casual.
The dirty casual.
The dirty casual.
No, yes. I was visiting the filthy casual Katie Reed.
who we've never had on our show, but you had on Nerd Up before she went back from the Marines.
Yeah. Yeah. She was here on leave for like 10 days or something like that. And, yeah, I had her on an episode of Nerd Up.
And you took her computer down to her.
Yes.
And while you were gone, you missed out on one of the probably defining moments of our life, which was the attacks in Paris.
Right. I mean, I didn't really miss out on it.
You weren't here to talk about it.
Right.
I wish you had been, because the only person I felt comfortable bringing on the show was Asa. Because when it comes to serious topics like that, I have my go-tos for every kind of show. If it's a serious topic, I like to have you and Asa. Because you two are the most well-informed, and you keep up with the news the best.
I mean, let's be honest. If it's any kind of show, you like to have me and or Asa.
Well, yeah. But if it's a goofy show, I'll have Dalton. Because no one cares about what he has to say.
Aww.
Good luck with your recital, by the way.
Yeah, very
good. This time I can actually say it. I said it on Pro Wrestling last week because I forgot what day it was. This time it's really happening. This Thursday.
Yes.
So good luck, Dalton.
Yep, good luck. I'm sure you'll do fine.
I hope he does. Can you imagine what a whiny bitch he'll be if he doesn't?
I'd feel terrible. Like,
I'd feel terrible too.
I would certainly take him out for a beverage or two of probably the alcoholic variety. Does he drink? No, he's straight edge.
He's straight edge.
Never mind.
That was something that bonded us to go against the many things that drive us apart.
So maybe it'll be his start of his drinking.
This will be what breaks him. Do you remember what broke me? Was it my dad dying? That's when I started drinking.
You'd been contemplating it after your dad died for a while, and then, I think that whiskey was the first thing you had drank, wasn't it?
I think so, and then...
Then I had you try a couple of Mike's Hard Lemonades, and you really enjoyed those.
And there for a while, I was drinking nothing. Like, I would come home. There was a point where I got up in the morning, and I would go grab alcohol and start drinking. And I sat on my couch drinking, like, a margarita or something, thinking... At first, I thought, it's just tasty. It's fruity. It's whatever. But then I'd have two... And I'd sit there and stare at the bottles and go, this isn't right. I'm turning into my father.
Plus, they're very expensive if you're not trying.
Plus, alcohol is expensive.
Yeah. Like, if you're not drinking it to get drunk, like, it's... Yeah. There's several other ways to enjoy a beverage that is much cheaper.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Kool-Aid is delicious.
I don't understand.
I haven't had Kool-Aid in years.
That's a shame.
It's a damn shame.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
And I don't understand alcohol. You drink alcohol.
Yes.
I don't understand it. The few times I've had a drink, I really did like those margaritas. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the only alcohol I've ever had that I've liked. I like the Mike's Hard Lemonade. But you know why I like it? Because I like lemonade.
Yeah.
If I'm going to have lemonade, I'll have fucking lemonade.
That's fair. It is carbonated lemonade, though.
Yeah, and that's nice.
Yeah, because they don't make carbonated lemonade in any other way.
But why do you... What's the point of alcohol? It's not good.
I mean,
even the stuff you gave me at like Coin Op Cantina, by the way. Shout out to them.
Great place. Best bar in town.
Only
easily. Bar
I'll go to, literally.
Yeah.
But even when you gave me drinks there, I thought they were just like, oh, this is. Okay. I don't want to throw up.
In fairness, I think I gave you a couple of. I think I gave you a beer there, and I only know two other people that I would drink with regularly. That like beer. Maybe more than that. I can't think of any more than that. Either way, most of my friends don't like beer. Most of my friends are all hard alcohol. Because hard alcohol is easier to make fruity, like Mike's Hard Lemonade, that kind of thing. Yeah. And it gets you drunk faster. And honestly, if we're getting down to it, that's why you drink, to get drunk.
So you don't believe in the social drinker who just wants to have a drink just to be with people?
And
neither do I now that I think about it, because you're already being social. Why do you need to drink to be social? And if you have to drink to be social, you have problems other than that.
Maybe, but I will say, like, I don't entirely dislike, and actually I do like quite a bit, just getting a beer or something like that with a meal, when I'm with friends. And you get just enough to get a little bit of a good feeling, but you're not drunk or anything like that. And you're not even tipsy. You're what's, I think, referred to as buzzed. But
buzz
I don't even
driving
know.
Is drunk driving.
That's what I hear. But either way, that's the reason you would do like your social drinking. Though, no, I've never heard of anybody that just decides they want to get a beer and then go home. Like they get all of their friends together, go out, drink a beer, and then they all go home.
That was us a couple weeks ago before I stopped drinking. Remember, we were at Coin Op, and Lee Hodges gave us
that's right
here, and I'm pretty sure he roofied us.
He may have tried. Who knows?
All I know is that you and I had I had half of what he gave me, and I think you had. Did you drink the whole thing?
I had like 3 beers that night, which for me is not much at all.
No, and then we were leaving. You were like, "Can you drive? Because I don't feel well."
Yeah,
and I myself was a little squiggly
after half a beer.
So, kids, the point of the story is, if somebody comes up to you and says, "Here, have this drink," don't drink it.
That's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
Bad idea. Because, well, to be fair, they were meant for, and that makes a little bit more sense, because they were meant for one of the girls that he was with.
Well, yeah, except for the, I don't like to think that Lee Hodges would ever do that.
I also don't like to
think that.
I know
for a fact Lee Hodges would not do that.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm
sure
Lee's not
that. If you're listening, yeah.
We don't legitimately think you roofied us.
We don't need any other lawsuits.
and he's actually, no, he's not. Is he a lawyer?
Lee?
Lee? Or isn't he? Is he still trying to be?
I think he, if not, he is a part of some group. Because you remember, he's the one that alerted us to, or alerted me to, Redacted's lawsuit.
I just happened to see that. I thought I alerted you to that.
You
did. I just happened to see it.
You did, but he told me about it as well, independently of you telling me.
Okay.
So he also saw it because he is a part of that group or something. I don't know.
I think he may have actually started that group.
That, like, I think that's what he said.
That subreddit.
Yeah.
Because he's been on Reddit for a really long time, like longer than I have.
I still want to do the Reddit show at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure we can make it happen. Get Ace on there.
It is the mirror to the world.
Yeah.
All this freedom of information, all of this,
as they call it, it's the front page of the internet.
And I don't like the internet.
I mean,
I know that's a weird thing to say because I'm on the internet and I put this show out through the internet, but I've never wanted to be an internet star. In any capacity. I've always wanted to be a legitimate journalist. I wanted to be on TV. I wanted to be on the radio. I've always saw the internet as kind of the fool's fame. Like, anybody can be famous on the internet. If you've done something stupid, remember the woman sitting on the toilet, singing about sitting on the toilet, and the video had 90 billion views?
I don't remember that one. Was that one of the auto-tuned videos?
No, no, it was just a large black woman sitting on the toilet going, "Sitting on a toilet! Sitting on a toilet!" And that thing had like 90 million views. That woman on the toilet has more views than anything we'll ever do. And that's why I hate the internet.
I mean, that's true. But like, if you look at that versus, you know, the people that actually are internet celebrities, because I wouldn't necessarily say she's an internet celebrity. Just like I wouldn't say the Numa Numa kid is an internet celebrity.
I don't know Numa Numa.
Really? You never saw the Numa Numa kid?
I try to avoid the internet trends. I really do.
I mean, that one was everywhere.
I remember Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain is another example. Like, I don't think they're internet celebrities so much as they are people that have gone viral on the internet.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is an important distinction. Because someone like, fucking PewDiePie or Markiplier.
Is a legitimate celebrity.
Yeah, they're actual internet celebrities.
Shout out to Grace Helbig. Aw. I like playing that game. When you guys went to Rooster Teeth Expo and came back and Steven was like, "I met Danny
Sexbang."
And I was like, "I don't know."
I mean, to be fair, I didn't know most of those people either. Like, because I told you guys, well, at least I told the story on Nerd Up. I don't think I ever told it on any other show. For those of you out there listening that are familiar with RTX and that whole atmosphere, if you know Ninja Brian, well, you listened to the, no, I know you listened to the, Starbomb. Those shows. It was the music shows. They did like I know you heard the fucking Zelda rap.
I know Eagle Raptor.
Yeah, he was in that.
Yeah, I know him. That's the only one I know.
You heard the Zelda rap. I know
I heard
you have.
The Zelda rap, yeah.
That's Starbomb.
Which one's Starbomb?
God damn it. They're the ones that sang the Zelda rap.
Well, so who is Starbomb?
That's a combination of Ego Raptor and, shit, I don't remember the...
Ninja Sex Party.
That one, Ninja Sex Party. And then Ninja Sex Party is composed of Ninja Brian and Danny Sexbang.
All right, I'm old. I'm old because
look,
when I hear groups like Ninja Sex Party, like that's a thing, I want to slap my head and smash into a wall and go, how do you get, God damn, I'm too old for this.
I mean, let's be fair. Look back at some of the bands that came out of the 80s and 90s.
Starbomb is not a band. Don't call it a band. It makes internet animated videos. That's not a band.
No, they don't actually animate the videos. They make the songs. All their videos are actually fan animated.
That's fan animation?
Mm-hmm.
That's better than most real animation.
Right?
Ugh.
So yeah, no, they actually write the songs and release albums, and then people do the animation for them.
I'm listening.
Yeah, they're a band.
Oh.
Fucker. But yeah, I mean, like, if you can't really play the old game because The Monkees were a band.
They didn't play their own instruments.
Wait, what?
Or write their songs.
Huh.
Ruined that illusion.
Well, that was a... Didn't that happen in The Simpsons or something? No.
They mentioned that in The Simpsons, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the episodes.
Anyway... Man, no, there have been some bands out there with some ridiculous names over the years, and even like
Nickelback.
Yeah, which I heard the origin story to that a few days ago.
Oh, I've never heard the origin story.
Apparently it was something like they were at a coffee shop, and the person forgot to give them their change, which was 5 cents. So he said, hey, can I get that Nickelback?
Look at this photograph. And it came to him.
Yeah.
Just came to him. Do you like Nickelback?
There's a handful of songs, like, two or three that I like from Nickelback. The rest of their stuff all sounds exactly the same, and I'm not really a fan.
That's how I feel about a lot of bands. What was the band that sang Carry On and Some Nights? Was it Fun?
Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
Mm-hmm.
I like those two songs, and that's like it.
Yeah. I mean, I legitimately, people are going to argue with me because I think I know people that actually like that band, but I've always seen Fun as kind of a one-hit wonder.
Two-hit.
One hit.
When I think of one hit wonder, I think of like, remember Mark Morrison, Return to the Mac? That's a good song. You don't remember Return to the Mac?
No.
Well, I know what's the intro song for this show.
Okay.
You really don't?
I really have never heard that song.
I think I've already used that as an intro song.
Shit.
Now, if you've heard me use it as an intro song, email me.
When I think of like one hit wonders, I think of like Whip It.
You keep talking about Devo, I'm gonna whip that face off.
Name another song that Devo did. Yeah. Yeah, fuck you. You can't, because no one knows.
Lonnie Chapman would know.
Maybe.
What about Whitesnake?
Whitesnake had several hits.
I can't even think of one.
Here I Go Again? I don't even think that's the actual title of that song.
Here I Go. Here we go again. No, that's... nope.
That was...
You're talking about the Here We Go Again on my own.
Yeah, that was Whitesnake, wasn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Who,
I'm looking up Whitesnake. The only thing I remember Whitesnake is that hair.
Oh, they
which is
that
what
hair.
I'm sure everyone will remember of Dalton someday. Remember that guy that used to hang around here? It was real annoying. Ah, no. He had the hair. Oh, yeah. Are you looking up Whitesnake?
Yeah, I'm looking up Whitesnake.
Yeah, I'm also looking up Whitesnake.
I'm curious.
I wish Hunter were here. Yeah, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. I think that's actually the name of the song.
Is it really?
Yeah,
is
Here
it,
I Go Again.
Because that's why I like, paused. Because like, I don't think that's actually the title. Yeah, no, they've had some other songs that are popular. Is This Love and Still of the Night? Oh, yeah, Still of the Night, for sure.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Boyz II Men song in the Still of the Night?
Yes.
I mean, because there's a big difference between Boyz II Men and Whitesnake.
Absolutely. Look, Google just told me Still of the Night, and then I remember the song Still of the Night. You know, the Still of the Night, Still of the Night, that song?
Like, I don't remember that one.
Well, okay. well, then again, your music tastes throughout your youth were much different than mine.
True. My youth music tastes were mostly rap.
Yeah, see, a lot of my music when I was a lad.
But where I grew up at.
Where I grew up at.
That's why I use the N-word so much. Second nature.
No, my dad was huge into classic. Like, he was into rock and roll music, you know, growing up. So he just kind of stuck with that classic rock genre. You know, 100.7 was his favorite radio station when I was little, which used to play a lot more, about classic rock...
It changes.
Yeah.
Because technically, I think they said, I think it was Justin Mann was depressed because now Green Day is considered classic rock.
Right. No, I mean, I hear stuff like, I listen to 100.7 now and I hear shit like, and I shouldn't say shit because I like Green Day and I like, what else was it on there that I heard a Shinedown song.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. And just several of these other bands that I remember, like Nirvana's on there now.
Yeah.
And like,
well, Nirvana, I could see.
90s music is on there, basically, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And I think about it, it's like, really? Like, this is 107, this is classic rock, and I'm hearing 90s music, and then I was like, that was 25 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because when I was little, you know, listening to 100.7, it was all stuff like, you know, Whitesnake, Journey.
Yeah. Journey.
Journey. Kansas. Oh.
Did I ever tell you that?
Rush.
I told you the story about the only concert I've ever been to in my life. Well, I saw Kansas and Styx and John Waite. And Kansas, when they came out, it was that classic old rock band. Let's get the crowd into it. He walks out and he goes, Cape Girardeau, welcome to Kansas. And the crowd's like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that was a terrible concert.
I believe it. Cause like,
that's the only concert I've been to.
That's unfortunate.
Damn it.
Cause there's some really good ones out there.
Yeah, we had one on Sunday. I wanted to see Breaking Benjamin.
Why didn't you go?
I just didn't think about it.
Oh.
I didn't know what I was going to be doing because honestly, my days are usually booked.
Last time Breaking Benjamin came to town, they did a concert with, it was Breaking Benjamin, Seether, and 3 Days Grace.
Yeah.
And, those were three bands that I was really into at the time.
Yeah, I would go to that concert.
And same thing with like Kevin Schenkelberg. So Kevin and I went, we ended up leaving early because, we left once they got to 3 Days Grace. Cause like, I liked 3 Days Grace, but I was really bored at that concert. Like, they didn't put on a good show.
Oh, you should have gone to the Styx, Kansas, John Waite concert.
Yeah.
At the end, I remember thinking, okay, we're done now. And then I think they played, like, Dust in the Wind twice. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I wanted to get up and be like, don't you people get enough of this? The only good thing about that concert was there was a very pretty girl. As I was walking through the hall, she was walking the opposite way. And it was one of the coolest moments I can remember in my life. We walked past each other. Pretty, pretty girl. And we look at each other. We lock eyes. And as I keep walking, I thought, did she really look at me that way? No. So I turn around to look, and she turns around and looks at the same time. I immediately freeze, turn back around and keep walking, and go, did that really happen? So I turn and look again, and then she turns and looks again, and I'm like, go talk to her. But I was already dating somebody, so I didn't.
Who knows? If only missed connections existed then.
Yeah. Maybe I can Craigslist her. If you were at the Styx concert, like, God, 11 years ago, email me at podzilla1985@hotmail.com. Now, I am with someone, so don't email me.
New destiny. Anyway, that concert, I think a lot of the problem was they were expecting to put on a show for a mosh pit, because I want to say that's the kind of crowd they normally attract.
Yeah.
And that's what actually drew me and Kevin there.
You wanted a mosh.
Yeah, because Kevin and I, me, Kevin, and Trevor went to Flogging Molly concerts in St. Louis 4 years in a row. And we went to Dropkick Murphys up there a couple of times as well. And those were rowdy concerts.
Yeah.
And, we were in venues that were specifically designed to have mosh pits. And that was our favorite part. Like, we were in there, dancing, jumping around, moving all this other stuff, pushing people and having a lot of fun, listening to music that we really, really liked.
I feel like Kevin Schenkelberg would be a bad person to take to a mosh pit, because at some point he's going to really start swinging at people.
No, that never happened.
It's amazing.
They were very friendly mosh pits for the most part. You'd get, like, the occasional guy that would just walk around throwing elbows, and, he would get thrown to the ground usually, but... Other than that, yeah, it was really friendly. And if you ever got knocked down, like immediately a hole would appear around you and people would pick you up. Like it was pretty cool. It was actually a lot of fun. Like, I kind of miss going to those.
Let's go to one. I need another concert to put on my fucking resume. Cause if I die with that one concert, I'll kill myself.
Huh. I wonder if Flogging Molly is still doing the concerts in St. Louis, because they were, like, they had a trend going where they would be in St. Louis every Ash Wednesday. So, like, every Ash Wednesday would come around, and, me, Kevin, and Trevor were all really into the whole church scene back then, and we would always get asked, like, so why didn't you go to any of the Ash Wednesday services? We were at a concert.
Devoted.
Very.
Well, do you remember
to Flogging Molly?
Who was down here just a couple of months ago that I meant to go see and I did not go see? At Pitters, of all places. Smile Empty Soul was at Pitters.
Really?
And I like Smile Empty Soul.
Yeah.
I wanted to see them and I forgot about it.
Didn't they do, they have one song that I really like. I think it was called Bottom of the Bottle.
Yeah, and they also had a song on either the Daredevil or Punisher soundtrack. I'm pretty sure it was Daredevil, but it may have been Punisher or Elektra.
Oh, would you really remember anything that happened in Elektra, though? Because if you're like me, you blocked out most of that movie.
The movie, yes, but the soundtrack was pretty good. That was that during that time that the Marvel movies had those really good soundtracks with, like, Seether.
Because they were doing all the punk rock stuff.
Yeah, like I think was Autopilot Off. Some of the bands I really grew to love, I first heard on those Marvel soundtracks. Killswitch Engage, first time I ever heard them was on there. So, yeah, some good stuff. They don't do that anymore. Now it's all orchestrated.
It's true. Well, which isn't bad.
No.
Like, it fits the movie better, but it doesn't fit as well as like an individual soundtrack, in my opinion.
Like the Daredevil soundtrack was just good. It's the soundtrack that made Evanescence.
That's true.
Bring Me to Life. And,
that got super popular.
What was the really sad song that they had on there?
Wake Me.
For the funeral scene. I'm so tired of being here.
I don't remember.
So if you have to leave, I wish we would just leave. I'm gonna look it up. You talk okay. Now.
You don't really get, like, most movies now, most of the big blockbuster hits, they just have, like, a composer, and they have them make their entire soundtrack, which, like I said, fits the movie really, really well, and it works with the movie, and it creates that great ambiance and everything else, but whenever you're buying, like, the individual soundtrack based on that, it just, I don't know, it makes buying individual soundtracks more daunting.
My Immortal.
Oh, okay.
By Evanescence. Yeah, and I mean, look at this cat. Pretty much every single one of these bands I had never heard of until the soundtrack. Fuel. I had not heard of them, and I really liked them. The Calling. I love The Calling, and that was the first time I'd ever heard them. Do you like The Calling?
I can't think of a song by them.
I'll feed you, baby bird. Saliva, Seether. The Nickelback song that was on there is my favorite Nickelback song.
How had you not heard about Saliva and Seether before the...
Again, remember, during that period, up until then, I went through... Here's the phases I went through with my music. It started with country, because that's what I was forced... Don't make that face. Don't you dare make that face. You talk about Johnny Cash again, you're walking home. You have a car outside. Anyway, country, then to rap, because that was my rebellious stage, then to J-pop, because I got into anime, then to rock. So, I didn't hear a lot of these bands.
Yeah, see, for me...
Chevelle, Hoobastank. Remember Hoobastank?
They got one or two good songs.
Autopilot Off, Finger 11, 12 Stones. I love 12 Stones. So yeah, great soundtracks.
And I liked Finger 11 a lot too for a while. I mean, my music went a little similarly. Like, I started out being forced to listen to country by my mom.
Of course. Everyone did.
Yeah, but country music actually started making me car sick. As odd as it sounds, like, true story. And I don't know if it was a combination of my mom's terrible driving, the fact that she always cranked the heat.
Oh, God.
You know, the country music, just that perfect storm of shit.
Misery.
Of misery.
Yeah.
That's a great word. Perfect storm of misery that caused me to be car sick, or if it was just the country music. Either way, driving with my mom was always terrible because she would listen to that music and it would make me car sick. And then when I drove with my dad, who was a good driver, though very aggressive, which, I mean, anybody that knows my dad, temper.
We're talking about dad in Australia.
Yes.
Asshole dad.
Asshole dad.
Dad hole.
Yeah. Which I doubt he listens to these shows, so yeah, whatever. And even if he does. Yeah,
who the fuck cares? What's his name?
Tom.
Fuck you, Tom. Can I say that?
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. I mean, he's a racist, bigot, sexist jerk. Either way, all of those phrases apply to him. But his taste in music, I can never fault him for that. Like, he has fantastic taste in music.
Journey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he likes a lot of the classic stuff just in general. His only downside was that he was from his age group. The fans of the Beatles and the fans of the Rolling Stones are very split.
Yeah.
You were one or the other.
Right.
My dad was a Stones fan and my mom was a Beatles fan. I've always liked the Beatles a lot more than the Stones.
I'm a Stones fan.
That's fine. I don't dislike the Rolling Stones.
I find it funny that you mentioned that because one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite groups, and you know this, is Metric.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite songs by Metric, probably my favorite song from them, is the, I forgot about it already, Give Me Sympathy. And in the song Give Me Sympathy, one of the lyrics says, who would you rather be, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
I like that. I always liked that. And it always made me think, who would I rather be, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Because the Beatles are dead, except for Paul. And I think Ringo.
Yeah.
But he doesn't count.
Why?
You know why.
Oh.
The Stones are still alive and will be alive forever thanks to that deal they made with Satan. Because I'm pretty sure Keith Richards at this point is just a leather Muppet. He's like a Chucky doll. His soul's been put into it.
Yeah, for a little while they thought they would have to man him, and then just suddenly, boom, he started walking around.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Came right out of
Keith,
it.
Keith, you're back.
But he was great in the Pirates movie. He was. Anyway, Jesse, we got to wrap this up. We're over an hour.
Oh, really?
See what happens when we get together?
That's true. When it's just me and you talking about random shit.
Best shows. I really wanted to talk to you about like Paris and stuff like that. And instead, we talked about music.
That's true. We started to, and that went off real fast.
Real fast. But that's a classic puzzle.
My thoughts on Paris. Horrible tragedy.
All right, real quick. I own the network. We'll go over. We own the network.
It's true. We own the network.
Real quick, what are your thoughts on Anonymous? They have declared war on ISIS. Do you think anything will come from that, or do you think this is just them hyping it up?
I don't know what they can do.
Well, they said they're going to do all kinds of attacks. They're going to shut them down where they can't recruit. They're going to, like, attack them through the internet to where they can't do anything. They can't get their message out. I have been very critical of Anonymous in the past, as we all have, because they're just a bunch of assholes sitting behind a computer using their talents, which are true. They're talented. They have knowledge that you could use to help people. And instead, they choose to fuck with people and ruin their day. It seems like this is something that actually, for once, is good. So should they be commended for declaring war on ISIS, or is this just a publicity stunt and they're still a bunch of assholes?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know how it can possibly be a publicity stunt since they can't really gain publicity. Like, they call themselves Anonymous.
And they wear the Guy Fawkes mask.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know what they can do. I know my favorite thing that came out of it was, somebody posted it in r/neckbeard things.
Oh God.
And, it was just the picture of, Pugsley. And it just said, Anonymous is on the case. War's over. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I understand that they can impact them a little bit in terms of their attempts at marketing themselves.
Yeah, because ISIS, I mean, it's the same. When people say we're going to World War III, and I have to remind them, you can't go to war with ISIS is not a country.
No, they're an organization.
They're an organization that dwells in the shadows, that lives in the shadows.
Contrary to popular belief, ISIS is not every Islam country in the world, Nate.
It's also not every Muslim in the world, Facebook.
So yeah,
Blake.
I heard about that.
Oh, was,
I tried to find it because I wanted to read it, but I guess it's gone now. Either way,
wise choice.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh yeah, like they can help stop the whole marketing thing, like how they're getting their videos out there, they're doing their scare tactics.
Yeah.
But I don't see how they could really, truly impact them.
When you're fighting in the shadows, I mean, it's a good start.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see what they do. Because I don't think Anonymous's talents are good enough that they have any power there.
I want to see.
I do want to see. Like,
while they're
curious.
Doing that, bomb ISIS. France had the right idea. Yeah,
France bombed the shit out of
them. There are some people, I want to end on this, and God, this is so frustrating to end on. I saw somebody post this, and it's somebody I know somewhat and like somewhat. And they posted how there are people that believe that the whole Paris thing was staged. Not staged, but they knew it was going to happen, and they let it happen, so that way they could declare war on ISIS, and they're ushering in World War III on purpose. This was the catalyst for it, and this is all part of a plan. And I hate those people. The same people that said the...
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams?
Or that the Sandy Hook massacre wasn't real. These people that take these tragedies and go, wow, that didn't really happen that way. Government
lies.
They try to
fit it into a way that meets someone's agenda.
Yes. And God, I hate that. If you can't take tragedy for what it is, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this world?
It's like they think everything's a plot out of The Watchmen.
And I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'd vote for Jesse Ventura. And even Jesse Ventura thinks that's stupid.
Jesse Ventura does think that's stupid.
And if you've ever seen Jesse Ventura, he doesn't think much is stupid.
That's true.
Except Donald Trump.
And, I mean, he's commended for that.
We all are.
Fucking Donald Trump.
Fucking Trump. Let's end it on that. Fucking Trump's a good way
fucking
to go.
Fucking Trump.
Jesse, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for enduring sickness to be here and talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and do terrible things to my toilet.
At least buy it dinner first. I'm going to go home and upload the show and probably play Star Wars.
No, did you pick that up?
I did pick it up.
Xbox One or PS4?
PS4. Just on the off chance I traded my Xbox One. I know, we said we were going to buy it on PS4 because of Stephen Bright.
Well,
his anger issues.
If we got it on an Xbox One, we could have played it with my little brother.
Well, see, I thought you were going to think Tanner.
And Tanner.
Oh, fuck Tanner.
Oh.
No, he made fun of me the other day. He was like, you want to play The Crew? Fuck you, Tanner. One game. He's like, I'm going to listen to Jesse Kimball from now on. I won't buy a game that Shannon buys unless someone else buys it. Asshole.
I mean.
No.
Love you.
Good night, everybody.